B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
But let's open up the vault first.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
So, a little bit of a different kind of theme today. And that's the beauty of the vault, because we can go all over the place, right? After the Eagles win on Sunday, we're going to be reliving a lot of the Super Bowl run, the 2017 Super Bowl run, the last Super Bowl run the Eagles have been a part of. So that's going to take over a lot next week's vaults. And, you know, a lot of times we do the This Day in History. We do celebrity birthdays and spins off of that. But Ant, you know, I had an idea that hit me this morning.
Yeah, buddy.
And it stems off of our conversations this week about disrespect. We've been disrespected a lot recently. Well, we've been disrespected, you know, just pretty much from the beginning of time. One snowball got thrown at Santa Claus and all of a sudden we're heathens. So the national media takes a lot of shots. And something that hit me this morning, and it's going off this Ben Simmons thing. Did you see what Ben Simmons did yesterday, by the way? Pulled himself out of the game.
Oh, I did.
Just another reason for the national media to apologize. Because they took shots at us for how mean we were about the Sixer, about Ben Simmons, blah, blah, blah. And he showed his true colors this year. And has anybody apologized? No. So,
and apologize. You like they're really going to apologize.
You know what I wanted to do today? I want to take shots at them. They always rip us.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to take shots at the national media today. And I want to relive some of their worst takes of all time.
Bad takes.
Because
I love
they never want to hear it when they're wrong about something.
That's
and
awesome.
Yet they're wrong all the time. So I'm going to start off with something that just happened earlier this week so we can start off on a good note. One more time.
I love bad takes.
Hear this stupid, you know, my dad got me this job, Chris Sims. And here's what he said earlier this week about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Supreme J.O.
If you were to switch the quarterbacks, would the result be different, right? And I think it's kind of interesting. You could do that for all the games. I don't know if any of the games would be different. But for this one specifically, like, Daniel Jones now is under fire. Giants fans, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? Can we win with him? If he was playing for the Eagles, and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, I mean, how much did the Eagles win by? 20 still?
Well, yeah,
30?
I don't think
might
it's
be closer.
I don't think it's a whole lot different because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts. Yeah, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, oh, whoa, way better.
Really
again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones. I'm sorry.
I hate that part.
I'm sorry.
Stand by your opinion, damn it.
I'm sorry.
Like, why are you apologizing? So that, you know, I just wanted to start off with that.
I'm sorry. You want to be mad at me? I'm sorry. Talk about needs a slap.
Yeah, he definitely needs a slap. All right. Somebody just dropped earlier this weekend Mock Draft 1.0, which I'll be honest, I think is one of the dumbest things in January. Because you don't know what teams want yet. You don't know how.
I'll be honest with you.
I hate mock drafts early.
I've seen them there's a website that I love. That I actually love. It's the best. It's the greatest true website. Football website.
Okay.
It's called the 33rd Team.
Okay.
And in fact, Joe Banner's a part of this thing. This thing's legit. And they do it's not really a mock as much as they rank the draft class.
Okay, that's fine. I don't like the mocks where they're talking about trades, where trades aren't good. Ridiculous.
You know what people are trying to do.
Yeah. They're getting clicks, including one Mel Kiper. Here's Mel Kiper back in 2011, Ant, saying that Blaine Gabbert is going to be a hell of a quarterback, best quarterback in the draft.
Mel, to the quarterbacks now, Blaine Gabbert, number 8. Cam Newton at number 10.
First of all, Blaine Gabbert did work out in terms of that showing athleticism and that size, which is very imposing, mobility, speed, quickness, and the interview process where you show that football acumen, that character, that face of the organization that you want your quarterback to be moving forward. So Blaine Gabbert, while he didn't throw, moved up, and I think firmly established himself right now as the top quarterback in this draft. Cam Newton needs to make amends during his pro day, but certainly for Blaine Gabbert, I think you could make an argument. He's in the mix for the number 1 pick overall.
Mel,
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
He should have been drafted number one overall, Blaine Gabbert, according to Mel Kiper. But I'm sure in one of his other mock drafts, Cam Newton would have been drafted number one.
I will say this, I will say this, though. Jimmy Kemsky, my cousin showed me this yesterday.
Okay.
Because my cousin Joe was a huge Jimmy Kemsky
guy. I like
guy.
Jimmy Kemsky.
I know.
Philly voice.
And so he goes, look, dude, look at Jimmy. Jimmy did this thing where if Mel, with Mel Kiper, how he would have drafted your team. And he does the Eagles.
Okay.
And what we learned was he's got a good eye for linebackers. Like, his linebackers were pretty good. His linebacker picks were pretty good. And his receiver picks were good.
Okay.
Like, he liked T. Higgins. He liked Navarro Bowman. There was a couple other ones. So it was interesting.
Okay.
You know? And so Jimmy did it for all the teams, what Mel would have said.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm going to give a yo to Jimmy. That's
a good yo. All right, this guy's the biggest clown of them all, as we know, and I back-to-back from him. But Skip Bayless kids paid millions and millions of dollars to just say nonsense on a daily basis.
He is the supreme jerk off.
He really is, and he always has to say like this ridiculous statement, right?
Yeah,
he can never just have a talk show. He has to go completely ridiculous.
Nah, he's the worst.
Here he is talking about Johnny Manziel and how he's going to be bigger than the current biggest basketball player in the NBA.
And in a minute, I will go right down the list of teams that will forever regret passing on Johnny Manziel, who pretty soon will change football life in Cleveland, Ohio. One day, I am predicting, Johnny Manziel will become even bigger in the city of Cleveland than his buddy and business partner, LeBron James, ever was in the city of Cleveland.
Okay.
Like, look. I know he has to go and say things, and then he gets
they all take it to the nth degree.
But, like, Johnny Manziel.
Why did that become a thing? This is what I never understood. When yelling fire in a theater became a thing.
I don't know, man.
Like, when did that become a thing? Like, how was that guy still on the, like, that guy's made millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen. He cares.
No, he doesn't.
He says whatever outlandish, absurd thing, ridiculous
thing. He goes to sleep soundly at night.
To cast a check.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He don't care.
He sleeps soundly at night.
Oh, my God. He don't know anything about sports. He probably doesn't even watch games.
You're probably right.
All right? He has his butler bring him whatever he wants. Get the hell out of here.
And yet people watch these shows.
Yeah, it's the audience. I don't even understand it.
All right, let me follow up with another ridiculous one, kind of that same extent with Johnny Manziel, but how about his favorite quarterback, Tim Tebow?
Are you trying to tell me in that statement you're going to sit here? You're going to sit. I swear to God.
Are you going to tell me that Tim Tebow deserves to be mentioned in the same breath than Kobe Bryant?
He's a bigger draw than Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Go to break.
I got him.
I almost want to walk off this set right now. I can't believe this man just said this out of his mouth. You're telling me that
Marcellus Wiley in the house?
Where is he?
He needs a blow.
Tim Tebow? He's out. Tim Tebow is more box office than Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
Than Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
Is Tim Tebow more box office than LeBron?
I think so. It's the National Football League. Go look at the numbers.
He was a big Tim Tebow guy, Skip Bayless, by the way. If we can get that music bed back up, Matt, I would appreciate it.
Jeez.
Moving on, here's one guy
he's just a giant box of hammers.
I'm sorry that you're losing brain cells from this vault today, but it's just so annoying.
This vault, I just want to...
Yeah, you want to punch all these people.
That's hard.
All right, here's one that, look, I understand where he's coming from, and we thought that this guy could have been Josh Allen. But Colin Cowherd went out on the limb and said that Carson Wentz was already better than Josh Allen.
The way there's a real psychology here, Cleveland passed on Carson Wentz, and the Browns have very low sports self-esteem. Carson Wentz was a no-name kid, huge arm, great at the combine, big, tall, athletic. Carson Wentz is Josh Allen, except way better.
Way better. Way better than Josh Allen. Which, how'd that work out?
Yeah, well.
Look, they could have been similar, but you're going way better than Josh Allen. That did not play out well. All right, last one. And this is, to me, one of the worst takes of all time. And this is the, people ask me, oh, why don't you like these shows? Well, because of moments like this.
Who asked you that?
Well, you know what?
Nobody asked you
no,
that.
No, Johnny the K knows somebody that's a part of the First Take show. One of the producers.
Okay.
And the producer was listening to me on a weekend one day.
I can't believe you're taking shots at the show.
Well, there's no way this is actually a legit statement. But Max Kellerman is underrated in terms of stupidity. Stupid takes.
I was just on there with him and Keyshawn.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy and all. But they were talking.
I was giving my Philadelphia defense.
So this is when he was still.
Giants. Oh, a guy told Keyshawn, yeah. I go, dude, I said it's going to be Eagles 9. Why, you count out the Cowboys? You count yourselves a win? Giants are going to win. I go, dude, it's not even going to be close. Double-digit win by the Eagles, and the Cowboys lose to the Niners. Did I get invited back for them to say that you were right?
No, of course not. No, they don't do that.
No.
Which bothers me.
Creeps.
So this is when Max Kellerman used to go First creeps. Take. And they had a conversation about you could pick anybody in NBA history to take a game-winning shot for you.
Oh, my God.
All right, anybody, okay? Here's his answer.
Of everyone on Golden State, open shot, fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth, you better hit it. I want Iguodala. That's right.
They had Steph. They had Clay.
Oh, my God.
They had Kevin Durant.
Oh, my God.
Iguodala.
First of all, that dude should never speak about basketball ever.
No.
First of all, Iguodala was a terrific defender. Yes. He was a great athlete, right? He shot a knuckleball. There was no rotation on his shot. None. He's got no rotation. He shoots a knuckleball. So, yo, Max, the Martians have come to roost.
Yeah.
He must be a Martian.
We're dead.
He sold his soul to the Martians. Choosing Iguodala. Out of your mind.
Yep.
That's what these dudes. I can't even think about it. It's all acting. You know
it
that.
It is acting.
It's all acting.
But it's annoying that we get shots.
Like a no nothing jerk off.
We get shots
that's
all
what
the
it
time,
is.
Man. It bothers me.
It's the NFC Championship game. You do this thing now.
Why do I want this all out? Screw them. We always. Michael Wilbon calls us hell. Your network's hell sometimes.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.